I just think that's not the ultimate goal of our lives, to live stress-free. I think so much of the enjoyment and richness and fullness of life, the full experience, range of emotions, range of opportunities, is outside of stress-free. Welcome to the Reconnect and Awaken podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Murphy, and I'm so happy to have you here. Reconnect and Awaken is a podcast all about helping you navigate your soul journey, explore the unseen, and all things spiritual to connect deeply to yourself, your purpose, and your heart, all the while providing a little extra encouragement to live life as your most authentic self so you can share all of your amazing, unique gifts with the world. Thank you so much for pressing play today. I am so grateful to have you here. Be sure to subscribe to the show to be notified of new episodes as soon as they are released. You can also find me on Instagram, where we can connect and talk more at sarah.murph. Now let's get started. Welcome back to Reconnect and Awaken. I'm so happy to be back with you all. Happy Sunday. I hope you are having a beautiful, delicious, vibrant, just like juicy day. That is the energy and the vibes I'm sending out to you. Oh, I always set an intention before I start these episodes and tune into my own energy and ask for guidance and just set the intention that these episodes share such like high vibrational love, energy, and whatever you sort of need. And so I hope that comes through in these. This week's episode, we are going to talk about the path of least resistance. And in fact, I'm actually going to call out the path of least resistance because this idea has been popping up in my head. It's been popping up for me the last few weeks in really different ways. It's such a common thing we hear, especially around spiritual communities, that I think we should talk about it a little bit and unpack what it means and whether that is truly the path that we want to follow. And then we're also going to explore what growth and change require and the richness of life and how we feel like that. And of course, we'll end off with a little bit of an activity that you can play around with this week if you want to explore this concept more deeply. So this episode is really a musing of on this idea of the path of least resistance. And how this came up for me was, this was actually probably months ago now. I was having a conversation with someone and they said to me that they just want to focus on having a stress-free year. Stress-free year. And as soon as those words like landed in me, I was like, it gave me such pause. I was like, stress-free year. And I was like, is that really what we want in life? Like, is that really what I want? Do I just want life to be stress-free? And it's so funny because it's such a natural thing to say and like inclination, but it literally like jumped out at me and it gave me so much pause. And I really couldn't separate this idea, step away from this idea for days. And all I kept thinking was, is that really what we want? What's stress-free? Then I started thinking about, okay, well, what does stress-free actually mean to me? And for me, when I think of stress-free, I start thinking of things like easy, smooth, relaxed, predictable, I'm in control, safe, sure. And the next word that pops into my head is boring. And this is not to bash this idea of stress-free, but, and this brought me to the idea of the path of least resistance as well, which is something that we hear so often in around the spiritual community, is like follow the path of least resistance. And so as this idea is developing my mind, I love to reflect. Like, I truly love to, when concepts pull me in. I get curious about them and I like to just like play with them a little bit in my mind and my life and put them down and come back to them. But it got me thinking about some of the biggest moments in my life that I either enjoyed the most, that have given me the most growth and personal advancement and gifts. And I would not characterize any one of those experiences as stress-free. So let's just pause on that notion for a little bit. All of the big moments, not all of them, but if I think of big moments and milestones in my life right now, especially in the last few years, those never felt stress-free. There was always an intensity with them of some kind of an or another. So if I think about the Rival and Queen podcast, when I started that with my friend Ashley, that was a huge undertaking at the time. We were both working full-time. Creating a podcast was brand new to us. You know, we didn't know even the steps we had to take. How do we do this technologically? But then also start shaping out content and guests. It was so much work. We were doing that all on the weekends and at nights. And also working to build a community at the same time. I would not call that experience stress-free, but I would call it incredibly rewarding. It was so much fun while I was in it, and it was like chaotic, but it was exciting and vibrant. And that experience has given me, it helped me build the greatest community in Halifax, especially when I was new to the city at that time. It really set the groundwork for being able to start this podcast easily. And it helped connect me to so much new type of work and having more of a connection to media, which is a space that I really like. But I think back to that experience and it's definitely, it's not the path of least resistance and it's not the path of stress-free. And that's not to say that it was hard or painful or arduous when I was doing it. It certainly wasn't those things. It was exciting and enlivening and vibrant, but it was full of ups and downs. And then I think of the idea of when I started working in venture capital, which is where I work now, I had so much resistance to this originally. And I have to tell you, like, this opportunity showed up for me. I'm very grateful for that. But even when it showed up, I still was like, I think I told you guys in another episode, it took me months to decide I was going to do it. And even when I did choose to do it, I still was so unsure and I was so scared because I was really scared to step back into technology and into the startup space because I had just felt so burnt out from it before and so discordant. But having done this thing that really scared me and felt, I don't know that it was like affronting, but it felt definitely intense at the time, it's given me the freedom and the flexibility to be able to pursue so many of my other interests and passions, to be able to create this podcast and have the time and the flexibility to do that. It's also leveled up my finances in a way that I had never experienced before. And it gave me like a huge boost forward in my life, again, in ways that I couldn't have predicted. And this was, again, another not-so-stress-free experience. And one more that came to mind when I was reflecting on this was even when I started my own soul journey. Like, that was a period where I felt so scared, unsure, genuinely stressed. And I needed that pressure cooker scenario to actually sit me down and force me to look at what I was avoiding. And stepping into kind of the unknown, which is really what that time felt like, and starting to peel back the layers of what was happening inside me and in my heart was super intense, but has been life-giving, essentially. It has brought me to the other side. It has shown me a new way to connect with myself, to feel empowered, and to live my life in a way that feels much more vibrant. And those are just like three things that came to me off the top of my head. I even think of like the things that I did when I was younger, when I was in school or still a child. Like I would do public speaking competitions. All of these things were highly intense and stressful experiences, but gave me so much reward on the other side and skills and abilities that I've taken with me and I've built on throughout my life. And not only did they give me skills and abilities, like they also gave me moments that I'm really proud of. And I've been able to create things that I'm really proud of through those experiences. And so it brings me back to this idea that I'm not sure what we want is stress-free. I really do think stress-free is kind of boring. The richness of life is beyond this stress-free environment. It's when we're pushing ourselves. It's when we're trying new things. It's when we're moving forward with intention. We come up against challenges, but if we're purposeful and if we know why we want to do something, then we have the courage, the ambition, the energy to experience it and to work through those things. And furthermore, I'm also just, furthermore, oh my God, this sounds so formal all of a sudden. I love how these words just come out sometimes because I don't script necessarily these episodes. I take the time to make notes and prepare, but I'm definitely not writing out like furthermore. This is hilarious. Anyways, back to this. I'm not sure what's easiest always leads us to what we truly want. I'm not sure that the path of least resistance always leads us to what we want. And I will advocate for this because there's things that I want in my life that are worth going out of the way for. I think about, especially right now, like this has been coming up for me in a few different ways. It's especially been coming up for me in my relationships with some of my friends and in community. Like a lot of my friends right now have children, their lives have changed significantly. I'm not there yet. And it's a lot harder for us to spend time together, certainly less convenient, and our schedules don't match up in the same way that they would have. But it's worth it to me to go out of my way to build depth in those relationships. And it's incredibly important to me. And I want to put more effort there. I'm okay with being inconvenienced in these ways. It's not an inconvenience, but I'm okay. It's less convenient. And to me, it's not about the path of least resistance. It's actually about consciously choosing to invest in those relationships that really matter to me. And I'm going to put forth more effort there. Hey guys, it's Sarah here. I hope you're loving this episode. If you are, I've got one simple ask. Could you take 15 seconds to leave a written review for the show on whatever platform you listen on? Your written review helps me to grow the show and it helps other listeners to find it. So if you can write a review, I'd be super grateful. Thank you again for being part of the Reconnect and Awaken community. I love you guys so much. Now, let's get back to the good stuff. And so in like playing with this idea, it's really brought me to this place of thinking much more about purpose. And instead of choosing the path of least resistance, being super intentional about the things that we do and about what our purpose is and what we're trying to create and reflecting on who I want to go out of my way to spend time with, reflecting on the situations I want to purposely put myself in, ones that I'm missing today, ones that I don't yet have in my life. And new growth and change requires breaking our habitual patterns and activities. It really requires us to go out of our norm. And that is true for all change, including our own spiritual growth and soulful development. If we want to go deeper or we want to have a different experience, we have to expose ourselves to new ideas, new practices, new things to try. And none of that feels like the path of least resistance as we're going through it, right? Because it's new and we're humans, we're afraid of the unknown, and it requires a conscious change of direction. And in that change of direction is often a new range of experiences, of energies, of fears sometimes that crop up in us, you know? But with that comes growth, comes development, comes those proud moments, and comes a more purposeful experience in our day-to-day life. So I'm over this idea of stress-free and the path of least resistance. And when I hear that, or when I catch myself, I've been starting to call myself out a little bit, because I don't think that stress is something in our life that should be avoided. I think it can actually be an incredible catalyst and part of change. It is part of living the fullness of life, or these moments where we're afraid, where we're scared to jump, where we're, you know, we feel that intensity. Those can be really huge moments for us. And we can learn to cherish them. And we can learn to do things that are uncomfortable and sometimes a bit of a burden, but they help us grow in a way that we want to, in a way that's meaningful for us. So really, this episode is about advocating for the fullness of life experiences. And when we catch ourselves leaning into the stress-free or into the path of least resistance, just pausing long enough to ask ourselves, is this truly the path that we want? Or do we want to show up with more purpose in this part of our life? And there's obviously nuance here. I'm not saying like create stress in every aspect of your life. That's the opposite of what I'm encouraging. But when we like, and I would say I'm going through this right now, my life is pretty easy right now. And that's cool, but it's also kind of boring. And I don't mean this in like, I'm not ungrateful. I'm super happy, but it really brings up these desires for change. And I, again, also think boredom is such like a gift, because I think so much creativity spurs from being a little bored. And I try to every now and again get myself in that space just to see what I start to work on and what I start to try to lean into. So yes, this is not me advocating to throw your whole life into chaos. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm willing to bet that there's a part of your life, and there's certainly a part of my life, where I've been leaning into the path of least resistance or autopilot for a little too long. And I just want this episode to serve as a bit of a reminder to be willing to go out of your way to put yourself out for the things that matter to you, to actually go out of your way for the experiences that you want to have and that you want to create, for the skills that you want to develop, for the ways that you want to enrich your life. We should be willing to experience a little stress, a little intensity, have a little resistance, to push ourselves in the ways that we're being called towards and in the ways that we care about, right? Who do you want to make extra efforts to spend time with? What kind of people? Who are they if you know them? What skills or experiences do you actually want to cultivate in your life that you've maybe kicked down the road but could start to look at now? And where is there a lift required in your life that you've been maybe avoiding? Something that you think, oh, I should do, but it'll be hard or it'll be challenging. Does anything come up when you think of these questions? So I'm not just going to leave you alone with this. I've got a little bit of an activity. I don't know if it's an activity, but I've got some questions that you can play around with this week to sit with this idea and muse about it. Because hopefully I've at least sparked something in you that you're thinking about. Are there ways that I want to expand myself a little more? I think the conversation with Lindsay Stockel probably got this idea going in me more, which is like, how do we turn our dreams, take our dreams and start to take the baby steps to bring them to life? And those baby steps are never going to be the path of least resistance. So again, advocating for a little resistance, which is really just intention and purpose with our actions to align us with the things that we truly, truly want and value, okay? So if you want to dive a little deeper with this idea this week of exploring how you can, you know, go beyond routine, habit, the path of least resistance, I've got a couple of questions for you. So first off, where is your soul craving more? Is there an area of your life that does not yet feel fulfilling? And just pick one. Let's not laundry list this. Let's take it one step at a time. But reflect on that. Is there somewhere in your life that your soul is just like craving more? You're not yet feeling that richness and fulfillment in that part of your life. Or if that question isn't really sitting with you, you can ask the question, what's one shift that you've been feeling called toward, even if you can't explain why? Is there an area in your life you've been feeling like called to change something, but you just can't reason with why it is? An example I have of that question is for probably the last year and a half, I've been feeling I just need to move. I live in this beautiful apartment that I'm so grateful for. Logically, I'm like, why? Like, I'm not moving cities, but I've started to take the steps to do that because I'm like, you know what? It doesn't even matter why. I've felt this consistently and it's inconvenient to do, but for some reason, my body and soul is like, it's time to start picking things up and finding a new space to live. So we're going to take those baby steps to make it happen. Ask yourself both of those questions, and whichever one lands and something comes up for you, let's lean into it more. So where is your soul craving more? Is there a part of your life? Or what's one shift you've been feeling called toward, even if you can't explain why? So pick one thing. And then what I want you to do is ask the question, what is your resistance to change here? And just pause with that one question. This isn't like answer it quickly. I would encourage you to take some time to contemplate that idea for a couple of days even. Like, what's my resistance to change in this area of my life? Do I think it'll be hard? Do I not know where to get started? Is it going to be a lot of work? If I think about that apartment example, I'm like, I don't know where I want to live. Am I moving? Am I subletting? You know, I just come up, I'm like, it's going to be a ton of work to pack up all my things. I can start making that list of stuff. And I encourage you, as you contemplate this idea, like sit with it for a few days or a day, but make notes of what those things are that come up, those pieces of resistance. I love to just leave like a notebook open on my kitchen table and add to it through the day as things come to my mind. The reason why I'm encouraging you to contemplate it rather than just like sit down and come up with all the answers at once is it's like fun to mull things over and let things come to you when we aren't putting pressure on ourselves, because it's funny the things that will pop up. But contemplation is so nice. Just like breathing and giving questions and doubts room to be expressed. I've been playing around with contemplation so much lately. But it's interesting because our inner wisdom has a chance to come up then and share with us. When you look at the reasons in front of you of resistance, you're probably going to be able to debunk a bunch of them. Or they might just take effort and there might just be some resistance. But that doesn't mean that we can't try things. The next question I want you to ask yourself after you've sat with this question of what's your resistance to change here is spend some time contemplating what could be the impact if I did change this positively. And again, I want you to contemplate this idea. So sit with this question just as long as you sat with the question about what's my resistance. Because we tend to focus on negative things more than we focus on positive things. So I want you to spend just as much time with this question, if it's a day or a couple of days. Give yourself room to reflect on, if I started to make change in this area of my life, what could be the positive impact of that? How could it go well? And then lastly, I would encourage you to just try. And so ask yourself, if I were going to do this anyways, how would I? Where would I start? What if I just tried? How would I take step one? And what this little 3 or 4 question practice is going to give you is the experience of practicing taking purposeful steps, seeing that resistance, knowing it's there, naming it, but then choosing to try anyways, choosing to just give it your best. And again, that brings us more into the experience of the present rather than working towards an outcome. Just like, well, let's just try a baby step and see how that moves us and how that feels. So if you feel called, play around with these questions, see where it takes you. This whole episode is really just amusing around how we can move forward more purposefully in our life, and encouragement and reminder that things that we desire are worth it. It's worth our energy. It's worth our effort. And we can create a lot of amazing things in our lives when we push ourselves. I always love these episodes. You know, it's great to spend time with you guys. Even though I can't see you, I love it. And many of you send me messages through Instagram after episodes. I always love receiving those. So thank you to the people who've sent me those messages lately. You guys are awesome. And thank you to all of you for listening. I love you so much. If you enjoy this episode, please leave me a written review. That would be awesome and helps new listeners find the show. And otherwise, I will be back with you next Sunday. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful week. And as always, remember that you are your best guide. You know what you need. And keep giving that to yourself. All right. I love you guys. See you later. Thank you so much for tuning in to Reconnect and Awaken. I hope you found a little something to support you on your own soul journey. If you haven't already, be sure to hit subscribe. And if you enjoyed this episode, I would love to know in a review or for you to share it with someone in your life who you think might get value from it too. Your feedback and sharing really helps me grow, especially in the beginning. If you want to dive deeper into any of the topics discussed, I share a lot on my Instagram at sarah.murph, sar.murph. And I always love to hear about your own journey, what you're growing through, and if anything shared here today resonated for you. Thank you again so much for listening. I love you, and I will see you soon.